When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
There's the gap coming for Lonro. Sandaction tries to pocket him. Bateman in a bit of trouble trying to force through. He got checked, the champ. And Sandaction hit the front now from Mummify. Lonro, the champion's in desperate trouble. Delzeo's gone past him. 150 to go. He's got to the outside. Delzeo in front. The crowd roaring. Go, Lonro, go. But the three-year-old's in front. Delzeo. Lonro, he's coming. He's going to get there. Yes, Lonro won it. What a champion. What a way to go. He beat Delzeo. Elstrom is third.
An unforgettable day at Flemington, which came back to mind with the news that Lonro passed on Friday. One of the modern-day champions of the turf. 11 Group 1 wins in amongst his 26 career victories. The son of Octagonal, so one champ begot the next. The Black Flash, he was affectionately known as. Thought little family reunion at such a time. Wayne Hawkes is in the studio. Hello to you, Wayne.
Morning, Jared.
And Hall of Fame trainer John Hawkes is on the phone. John, it's great to have you on the program. Welcome.
Thanks, Jared.
Do these horses, do they live in your heart, John, all these years on?
Yeah, they still do. Just listen to that. I got goosebumps, you know, just listen to it. But those sort of horses there, nearly once in a lifetime. I've been lucky enough, you know, to have a couple like the Octagonal, and then it followed into Lonro, and we've had a few others, but Lonro was always something special, you know, being the son of Octagonal, who he was one, you know, Octagonal, we bought him in New Zealand and went from the bottom to the top, and, you know, and then, you know, then you produce a son of, you know, so for Lonro, so doesn't really get much better than that, to be quite honest.
Wayne, would you get to see him from time to time in the stud setups?
Yeah, well, I had a heap of mates that went up late last year, and we saw him. He's retired. Well, he was retired at that stage, but we went and saw him, and the guys were just gobsmacked. And then they started getting out the old Twitter and looking up the races. But something very, very special was when Lonro's birthday was the 10th of December, and he turned 21. Vin Cox was the boss of Godolphin, and invited a couple hundred people up there, and Dad and I went up there. It was thanks to Vin, it was a black tie event. It was 47 degrees in the shade over summer, and we had it there at the homestead. And the best part was that Vin said, come on, you blokes, jump in the Range Rover. Dad, Darren Beeman and myself, we went down to the barn and stood there, and John and Darren played with Lonro like it was their firstborn. So to stand back and to see them doing that and talking to each other back and forth, back and forth. Now, I don't think we videoed it, because I don't think they wanted it videoed, to be honest, but that was something special that I will take with me, because you've got the great trainer, the great jockey and the great horse. And I mean, that is just people would die to see that sort of stuff.
A black tie 21st for the Black Flash.
Yes,
that's
exactly.
That's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
John, what made him a great horse?
I think more his attitude than anything, Jared. Even from day one, he always had the right sort of attitude. You got to have the attitude. Ability is one thing, but you got to have the attitude to go with the ability. And he was always, you know, a horse that, you know, wanted to win. Didn't matter, you know, what race he was in. You know, he always wanted to sort of get past the whole bloody field. And I think that was, you know, that was his biggest attribute, you know. As I said, you know, you've got to have the ability, but if you're not focused, you know, on being a racehorse, which unfortunately a lot of colts today aren't, you know, he used to enjoy himself even before a race. He would sort of skip and, you know, scream out a little bit, you know, and mount, you know, before we But as soon as you put the saddle on him, and he switched into overdrive, you could just see it in him. He was focused from the moment the saddle went on until he went past the winning post. But he's just a superstar. I mean, he done it both sides of the fence, which I think not a lot of colts do. You know, they are a good racehorse, or not a good so much they can produce. Being a stallion, but he done it both sides. As I said, it'd be great to have a horse like him today, believe you me. You never forget that sort of moment. I mean, the Australian Cup, and he had a few other sensational ones. The Rider, that was a special that particular day. I don't think there would have been a horse in the world would have beat him when he beat Grand Army by about five at Rose Hill. And he had some special wins, but I think the Australian Cup, to come off the deck and still sort of get up and win, albeit I think Darren Beedman was a bigger part of it too. He knew the horse and he kept him balanced, even though he got decked. He sort of kept him balanced, and between them, as I said, well, one was a superstar horse and was a superstar jockey, and they both got the job done.
We've got the George Ryder from 2004 for you, John.
Here comes Lonro. He's peeled him to the outside and he's about to swing him into action. Then came Private Steer. Grand Army took over. Not for long. Lonro's looming big time. Beedman with a look over the shoulder, and Lonro faces the front from Grand Army. Running on Private Steer. Sit down and keep him home. Lonro, what a great horse he is. He's careering away and he's going to win it brilliantly. Lonro, two lengths to Grand Army.
What about the roar of the crowd there?
You could hardly even hear Terry Bailey calling then.
Yeah, although it was lucky enough, as I said, Octagonal was what they call the people's horse. Lonro was. Winx has been. Black Caviar. There's been a lot of horse, but there's not as many, sort of draw the attention to the public, if you know what I mean. Those type of horses, as I said, they don't come along every day, and then the record speaks for itself. But racing needs those type of horses. And as I said, we've been lucky enough in the latter years, Black Caviar and Wink. But Long Row never ever, but I think most people in racing would never ever forget Long Row. Some of the outside people mightn't know him as much, but in racing, as I said, he's a horse that'll never be forgotten.
So you and I, Wayne, we gravitate to this one, the Yulumba Stakes in 2002.
The great mare's going to corner with a good lead on Lonro. Sunline for home. Caulfield is erupting now. She's by three. Lonro's giving chase, but the great mare at the 200. Charles went for the whip. Lonro's got some work to do now. Under the whip, he stretches hard. It's Sunline by a length. Lonro trying to level up. A great battle. Sunline, Lonro. Lonro's getting to the great mare, and Lonro beats Sunline by a neck.
One of the great races, Wayne.
The thing that I remember so clearly, Peter Hegney Peter Hegney's dad, Graham Hegney, trained one of the greatest horses ever in Tobin Bronze, and Peter Hegney was William Inglis' boss, and he walked up to me and said, "I've never backed a horse like Sunline," and all I cheered for was the other black horse to get past her. So that probably put in perspective. People that backed Sunline were cheering for the finish because it was like a dead heat would have been the greatest thing for everyone besides us on the day. But to see two horses smashing each other silly, that both had the perfect run, and G. Childs and D. Beedman and Sunline and Lonro at their best, I reckon that was my greatest day with Lonro.
John, I know that in Adelaide on the weekend, they're naming one of their big races in your honour. So these horses play such a big role in that. So congratulations on that front. And thanks for sharing a few memories of Lonro with us this morning.
No, it's a pleasure, Jared. Pleasure to be on the show, as I said. And, as I said, to all the people and that have backed him over a long period of time, I'm sure, I'd be a little bit sad. But like everything, we got to move on. And thanks for having me on.
Good on you. John Hawkes, Hall of Fame trainer, who gave us Lonro. Wayne.
One thing about Lonro that is very clear in my mind was, and I'll use the word horny, because these are colts, right? And they go on to stud. And that's what Dad was just touching on before, that most colts get horny and they don't concentrate. There was a filly called Faith Hill. Ron Quinton trained her and she was grey. And she came down to Flemington. He picked her from 400 yards away, screamed like buggery at her the whole time. So I told Ron Quinton, and he said, well, this is the owner, and I didn't know him. So they sent Faith Hill, the mayor, to Lonroe when she first went to stud. Now, I've been thinking for the last 5 minutes, what was its name? The foal ended up being the first stakes winner for Lonroe in Queensland. Lonroe could be at the races having a yell and having a scream, but I've never, ever saddled a horse. And to be honest, I've saddled thousands of horses. As soon as you put that saddle on, it was game day. You could have brought Sunline past him and said, hey, sucker, have a look at her. Wasn't interested. As soon as game day came on, he put his game day hat on and away he went.
He's a great horse. Thanks for reminiscing with us, Wayne.
Thanks, Jerry.
Nice to see you.